Live from the Next Title Studio, this is News Talk 670 KBOI. If you're talking about it,
they're getting nervous, and they should be nervous.
You know, I kind of disagree with what you're saying.
We're talking about it.
You know, I think it's kind of great that you guys have that duality.
This is Idaho Talks Live with Chris Walton and Paul J. Schneider on the News and Talk of Idaho, 670 KBOI.
And top of the morning, KBOI News Time, 8:39. Our producer, Todd, making fun of the story on the Idaho Statesman website this morning.
Yeah. Well, the headlines.
Well, they're like ambulance chasers.
Well, just one after the other.
Yeah. It's unbelievable. Listen to this. Did you see this crash? Police want your help in identifying hit-and-run suspect. Woman critically injured as car versus pedestrian crash Wednesday, according to police. Truck crashes into Nampa store. Bicyclist injured when hit by car Tuesday. The only thing that's remotely interesting.
Seems like a good idea to stay in your house, doesn't it?
Well, it's almost like they just, okay, Bobby.
Unless a car hits it.
You're listening to the police scanner today and make a headline out of everything you hear. It's kind of...
Car 54 stops for lunch.
The one thing that I found interesting about all of this was the fact that the truck that crashed into the Nampa store... Which they have video of, by the way, of the truck coming into the store. It's an old green and white pickup truck. It's the third vehicle in the last 45 days to drive into a building in Nampa.
Wow.
Yeah.
Are they painting them camouflage now, or what's the deal?
I don't know. Brakes fail.
Are they painting? Are they? Let's put it this way: are they moving them to where they're in the middle of a street?
Yeah. No, no would be the answer.
Okay,
because I'm
in that case.
Apparently,
it's the driver's fault then.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. So anyway, lots of car accidents. We're here.
Yeah.
We're okay.
In case you know you were wondering about.
Also
that.
In traffic this morning.
Mm-hmm.
How long is Warm Springs going to be closed? Are they ever going to open that up again?
Until I think it was the 12th of never, wasn't it?
Thanks, Johnny.
Or was that thank you.
Yeah.
That's a good song.
That I don't know exactly when they closed. It's been 3-4 months, right?
Yeah, so far.
It's been closed like all winter in spring. Summer's not far away. That's amazing.
And up by where I live, they've been working on Cole Road, and now they're putting, you know where the Papa Murphy's was that before that, long ago, it was like a Texaco station, I think, at the corner of Cole and Fairview. And then it became a Papa Murphy's. It's in front of what used to be Gold's Gym and is now Axiom.
Yeah.
A lot of used to be's around here.
Flux neighborhood.
Yeah. They've taken out the building that used to be Papa Murphy's and it moved down the street and they're going to put in a turn lane, which I think can only help Fairview.
Fairview and Cole, right?
Yeah.
I used to have a friend who liked to have lunch at the Kentucky Fried Chicken. You know where that is?
I know where it was. It's not there anymore.
Yeah, it's not there anymore. Okay.
Yeah. But it's right in that same area.
And it's probably a good thing that it's not there anymore because during lunch, you couldn't get to it. It was impossible to get there because if you came from the...
That's probably why they're not open anymore.
Probably. If you came from the Meridian side, there's no way you could hang a left and turn into the parking lot because the cars were solid coming up the other way. And there was no way to get
coming from the other direction, you were just in a long line of cars.
Yeah.
So you'd get there about 1 and have to go.
And finally I said, hey, we're not eating there anymore. It's stupid.
Yeah, it was a combination. It was a KFC and Long John Silver's.
It's like right across from Zips or whatever that.
Yeah.
Impossible to get into. I can't believe. And this was 20 years, 30 years, 40 years ago. Long time ago.
900 years
ago. 900 years ago.
Just when they were inventing chicken.
And now I can't get the Bound Crossing from my house because Warm Springs is. I bet Warm Springs in the last 3 years has been closed a year.
Wow.
Seriously. I mean, it's always closed because
is there
one rock falls off that hill and they close it for like a year.
That's true.
And I know we've had rain this year, and I know we've had a lot of stuff. Fix it. You put in a new bridge, the Bound Crossing Bridge there,
mm-hmm.
beautiful, that nobody can get to.
Mm-hmm.
Unless,
so it'll remain pristine.
Unless you live in...
Wilderness Bridge of No Use. I can see the bumper stickers now.
What's the name of that development that's out there?
Hidden Ranch?
Harris Ranch.
Like
if you live in Harris Ranch,
ranch dressing.
You can get to that bridge.
Yeah.
If you don't, you can't. So forget it. Or if you live in Bound Crossing, of course, you can go the other way, but you can't get anywhere. Only out of town.
I like that.
It's amazing. I don't get it. Please open Warm Springs. 8:45.
Remember, you are listening to Idaho Talks Live on 670 KBOI.
You are getting sleepy.
So why would you become a legislator if not for the free food?
I need some context here. What?
Let's go to Steve of Boise, who wants to talk about Warm Springs. Steve.
Well, you know, a few years ago, actually it's been 44 years, March 31st, my brother was killed by a rock falling off of Warm Springs Avenue.
No way!
Yes.
Seriously?
On a motorcycle?
Seriously. On a motorcycle.
Yeah, I saw that last week. You posted that, right?
Yeah. It hit him right in the on the helmet, crushed his helmet, and then it hit the gas tank on the motorcycle.
Now, was and this it, time of year? Was it?
It was March 31st.
March 31st, so exactly almost. Wow.
Yeah. And what was really strange about it is that the police could not ascertain that that's what happened. They blamed it on a skid. They said he skidded on the debris that was on the road.
Uh-huh.
But he had a fairing on the bike, and we could never put that together. And then that following summer, I ran into a gal that had witnessed it. She was headed that direction, going up Highway 21. She saw it happen,
and the first time it was in the Statesman, they reported that it happened right at the Mesa.
Yeah, it was just below the Mesa. You know where you take that turn and go up the hill
right.
there.
Yeah,
that's where it's always
the old road into it.
Yeah.
Well, it was just around that corner. From that, it makes a little bit of a bend in the road, takes a turn to the right, and then goes back left. And it was just right there where it goes back left.
But they got to do something besides just close the road for months and months and months at a time.
Well, yeah, and you know they have fences and stuff, but
they do.
There isn't really enough room on that road between there and the river to put a decent road.
True.
And so I'm glad they, you know, finally made Highway 21 go over the high bridge and kind of change the routing, so because that's always been, you know, a landslide area. It's very steep right there. You got 100-foot or 60-70-foot cliff there, and anything that comes off of there is going to run down. And I don't know if you remember all the pipes they had coming out of there, because when they started putting the septic systems up there, the water in the septic systems was going down and dropping off that edge.
And also water from people watering their lawns and
watering
all that stuff.
Watering their lawns,
yeah. But that
percolates down.
Yeah, yeah. It does indeed. I don't know what to do. All I know is, I mean, you know, it's all about me, you know. Is it an inconvenience?
No, Paul Jay, it's all about me.
Yeah. That's a problem with people, right? Damn it. I can't go get a massage because I can't get the Elements massage parlor because the road's closed. You know, and we like to go out to Lucky 13, which is now out.
Mm-hmm. And Harris Ranch area.
Harris Ranch, and we can't get out there. It's ridiculous.
Well, you can go up around the Mesa, or you can go.
Oh, can you?
Oh, yeah.
Can you circumvent it by going over the Mesa?
Yeah, you can.
I don't want to
do that. There's a route through there, but, you know, drive slow. It's a neighborhood.
Yeah, exactly. Well, but, okay. I'm sorry about your brother. Day. I had no idea.
Yeah, it was tough on my parents.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you know, when you lose a 26-year-old son, he just got back from Vietnam 3 years earlier.
Oh, it could have been me because, I rode a motorcycle for 40 years.
Yeah. Plus, you told me a story about how you almost hit a rock once, right?
Or you
did hit it, one of the two.
And, well, I hit a rock in a car, and I'll tell you, it knocked the headlights out, and it broke the radiator, and this was about, we were going hunting, going up 55, and it was about a 16-inch, 18-inch rock.
Yeah.
And, boy, you hit that in a car, and it just really shakes things up.
I was riding in the old Channel 2 van years and years ago when I was still in TV, and
those days.
Yeah, one of the news people was driving the van. And there was a rock in the road. We were going up and doing a story on people cutting their own Christmas trees. And you could just see this guy tensing up and tensing up and tensing up. And I'm going, rock and roll, rock and roll, rock and roll. And he ran right into it. Destroyed it. We had to call and get towed and all, you know, broke the radiator. And he just ran into it. It's like he didn't know what to do. So he ran into it. I'm going, did you expect it to move?
Yeah, there was one, 2 weeks ago, some guy had a rock fall down the side of the hill where he was driving and wiped out the cab of his Dodge pickup.
Yeah, got no control over that kind of stuff.
Nope. So, no. Those rocks are going to come down.
Yep, and nature's going to take it back.
Watch falling rocks. You've seen those signs, haven't you?
Yep. All right, thanks.
See you, Paul Jake.
Yeah, that's amazing stuff.
Mm-hmm.
What's that? What was that you held up?
I was showing you the pictures that he and I both are, I mean, we know Steve.
Yeah.
And he and I both are members of this Facebook group called Boise and the Treasure Valley History.
Mm-hmm.
And it's fascinating because people have all sorts of old pictures that they put up. And he had posted some stuff about his brother.
Yeah. It's too bad.
Yeah.
I do actually remember the accident. I had obviously didn't know Steve back then, so I had no idea it was his brother. All right, we're going to talk about North Korea launching missiles again. We're going to talk about that Pepsi ad, too, which I just saw for the first time.
With
people get upset over the stupidest thing.
Kendall Jenner in it.
Yeah. Whatever.
She's the youngest of the Kardashians, in case you didn't know that.
Yeah. And the only one who hasn't had her face petrified. It's 8:56.
If you're talking about it,
they're getting nervous, and they should be nervous.
You know, I kind of disagree with what you're saying.
We're talking about it.
You know, I think it's kind of great that you guys have that duality.
This is Idaho Talks Live with Chris Walton and Paul J. Schneider on the News and Talk of Idaho, 670 KBOI.
All right, we are back, Paul J. and Chris. KBOI News Time 9:07. Here's a story from the Statesman, January 10th. Portions of Warm Springs Avenue and East Starview Drive will be closed until the slopes stabilize and the rockfall risk is diminished, the Ada County Highway District announced Tuesday. Several large rocks broke loose from the Warm Springs Mesa on Tuesday because of the recent rain and thaw.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been closed since January 10th of this year. So
it's my mom's
February,
birthday.
March, April. So almost 3 months. In January of 2015, it was closed for 2 weeks after a 50-ton boulder fell onto Warm Springs Avenue after a contractor removed a number of teetering rocks. ACHD crews placed 1,200 feet of concrete guardrail, but that apparently hasn't helped.
50 tons?
One rock.
Wow.
Yeah, one big rock. You have some comments on the
I do, spring? Yeah. Jan said, take a drive out to Harris Ranch. It has become a city.
Yeah.
All the nice old homes on Warm Springs might not want all of that traffic going by their houses.
Well, and that's one of the reasons there was absolute support up and down Warm Springs for putting that bridge in at Bound Crossing.
Yeah.
And the bridge is a nice way to get into town. And I agree 100%. Because were it not for that bridge, the traffic on Warm Springs would be ridiculous. Although now, it's just, I mean, you can't. It's like Harris Ranch doesn't exist because you can't get through. And Warm Springs Golf Course struggles, too, because you can't get there.
This is Mike R., not my car, as I always say. Says this year Warm's okay, and he's got slightly different dates, but very close. This year, Warm Springs Avenue closed on Thursday, January 5th, and has been closed for 3 months, the longest period ever. So you had, what, the 10th, right, was the real date?
Well, that's the story in the paper.
Okay, yeah. And he says 3 years ago, after a 50-ton rock came down, it was closed for 3 weeks, so he's got a week more than you. The basic problem is that Warm Springs Mesa is not a stable geological formation.
No question.
As it is ever so slowly moving toward the Boise River.
Yep.
ACHD is in a tough spot finding funding into the millions to provide a long-term solution. In January, ACHD hired a geotech firm to provide options, which the staff is now reviewing before presenting their recommendations to the commission. Yes, it needs to open, but at what cost?
Yeah, and it's true, and let me just interject here. The road was closed last year for several weeks for repaving. So it wasn't closed because of rock slide. I'm sure he'll remember this. They put those strips in that were out there, and it was closed for a long time last summer as well. So or maybe the summer before. I could be a year off. So in the last 2 years, been closed for weeks because of Warm Springs has had so many problems.
Yeah.
People can't get there.
We need helicopters. Or those really big drones that you can just hang on to.
Yeah. I don't know. It's always there. I would not, well, I don't know. What do I know? I'm not a geologist. I don't know if I wouldn't live on the Mesa because I'd be afraid my
house
would end up down on the street.
I had some cousins who lived on the Mesa, you know, right on the edge, up on the hill, for years. But they moved away from there some time back, so maybe they knew something.
Yeah. Yeah. Warm Springs. It's been closed since January 10th, coming up on 3 months. And they'll open it again once it dries out, I guess. Maybe. I mean, I don't know. Do I care? Yeah.
Well, they said they were going to wait till the rocks were stabilized.
They'll never be stable, Chris.
It sort of doesn't feel like that, does it?
No, I don't think so. All right, enough. Enough on Warm Springs. The Pentagon keeping an eye on are we going to war eventually with North Korea, you think?
I don't know. It may be inevitable. See, I guess people consider them to be very, very dangerous. I think of them as like, you know, the mouse that roared.
Yeah, pest.
Because it's not a big country, and my guess is they don't have unlimited funds.
No, but all the funds they have go directly into the military.
Or go in directly to whatever their dictator wants it to go to.
And
28-year-old dictator.
Do you think China will intervene? China appears to be the only
friend they have,
and yeah. China, you know, they get all their food and they get all their from China.
If we end up, or the UN ends up moving against North Korea in some way, do I think China will be on North Korea's side?
No, that's not what I'm asking.
Okay.
Although that is another possibility.
Well, I would hope not.
We've
been there, done that, in other words, you know, like 60-some years ago.
What I'm asking is, do you think China will be like the big brother going, hey, knock it off. There's nothing good can come from all this posturing that you're doing.
On the one hand, that would be good, but you made the analogy to a big brother. And if you're related to Kim Jong-un, you know, things don't tend to work out for you.
Yeah. The Pentagon assesses the North Korean missile launch today as a failure. If you haven't heard, they have launched more missiles today.
They're testing. They keep launching them into the ocean in different places.
Yeah. The missile did not go as far as intended. Officials with the knowledge of the latest intelligence report said it did not reach Japanese waters and may have pinwheeled in flight. What's more, the missile might be an older Scud. Remember those?
Yeah.
Back in the day?
1990.
And not the advanced land version of a submarine-launched ballistic missile called a KN-15, as first assessed by the U.S. Pacific Command last night. North Korea launched a KN-15 missile in February. President Trump hosted Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
And that was,
you know,
in retaliation.
If the U.S. wants to do some missile tests, we just go somewhere and do them, and it never makes the news.
Yeah.
But we'd probably shoot off 100 of them just to figure it out.
Yeah.
These guys have one.
In a 20. Now, they do.
They have a national holiday.
Do they launch them off in the same place?
That's a good question. I do not know.
If they do, seems like an easy solution.
Easy,
right?
Easy target, yeah.
Oh, the launch pad is gone. In a 23-word statement.
The whole area is gone.
Yeah, Secretary of State Rex Tillerson made it clear the administration was moving in a new direction. North Korea launched yet another intermediate-range ballistic missile. The United States has spoken enough about North Korea. We have no further comment. U.S. officials have said they hope China, what I was talking about, will play a larger role in easing tensions in the region.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's the old one there, the one where the one missile doesn't go up as fast as the others.
Yeah, we've got several monitors here.
Yeah, this one.
And it's on MSNBC right now. They're talking about the missiles. Yeah, those actually look, for that kind of technology, they actually look somewhat primitive.
Yeah, well, they are. U.S. officials say they hope China will play a larger role to ease tension in the region. While China opposes the deployment of a U.S. military anti-ballistic missile system to North Korea, China's foreign ministry spokesperson, Hua Chunying, on Wednesday called for de-escalation of tensions. Well, have them stop launching freaking missiles.
Yeah, I'm thinking that would be the first step.
China has noticed such reports. We all know that the Security Council at the United Nations has issued regulations related to the missile launch by North Korea. We think that all sides involved should exercise restraint and not do anything.
So all sides
that
involved
will escalate the situation.
In other words, North Korea and everyone else. Those are the two sides.
Yep. Yep. KBOI News Time, 9:17.
You're listening to Idaho Talks Live with Paul Jay and Chris. Rush Limbaugh comes up at 10 on 670 KBOI.
KBOI News Time, 9:22.
Let's see, you got another instant message here from Bill.
Hi, Bill.
Who says Warm Springs is nothing compared to Horseshoe Bend as far as movement, yet the Horseshoe subdivision was approved. I have seen gaps several inches apart in one of those homes, and that was years ago. Just go look at the old Highway 55. National Geographic was going to do a documentary on the movement. It held some sort of record, but I don't know what it is. But, yeah, the ground is shifting gradually.
Well, you know, and then there's the subdivision up above me there where those houses are sliding down the hill. And,
right.
And the houses are cracking in half.
Is that like up on the way to Table Rock? Is that?
Yeah.
Okay.
KBOI rewards code, by the way, is
Boulder.
Boulder. BOULDER. So not emboldened, but big rocks. Boulder. BOULDER.
No.
Go to 670 KBOI, enter Boulder, earn today's points.
Dave Boise wrote in with something to say about North Korea. He says, I would like to see a representative from all the world superpowers confront the UN on his land and search the facilities and check for any nuclear activities. Whether they have them or not, they need to be regulated and not by just the U.S. alone. North Korea is the world's problem, not just ours. And that's true. That's one of the reasons we have the UN. So if something really egregious is happening, that just one nation doesn't necessarily have to bear the whole burden of going to war against them.
True. Yeah, true. So it'll be interesting.
Of course, one of their purposes is also to talk and avoid war, but, you know,
it's not big on conversation.
They do the best they can.
Yeah. Well, good luck with all
exactly
all that. So,
I'm sure he's just as reasonable as his father and grandfather.
Yeah. The Pentagon continues to see signs that North Korea is close to conducting another nuclear test after two tests last year. Anybody else doing nuclear tests? I'm sure there somebody is.
You know, as far as I'm concerned, they can do as many nuclear tests as they want as long as they keep them right there in their own country.
Well, doesn't waste from those nuclear blasts go around the world and eventually?
Yeah. Well, and they
to Idaho.
The one they did before it was one of those that's deep underground.
Yeah.
But still, it's not good for much of anything, really.
To be blowing up the earth.
Yeah. You know?
The KN-15, the one that didn't go so well, is known as Pukguksong-2 in North Korea, uses preloaded solid fuel which shortens launch preparation times, boosts its mobility, and makes it harder for outsiders to detect ahead of liftoff. Most North Korean missiles use liquid propellant, which generally must be added so you can tell. You can see them on the pad being loaded up. Ralph Kasa, the president of Pacific Forum think tank in Honolulu, was expecting North Korea would do something significant to coincide with President Trump's first meeting with the Chinese president later this week. KBOI News Time, 9:26.
This is Idaho Talks Live. Today at 1, listen to Savage on 670 KBOI.
All right, we are back. Let's go to the phones and Rich this morning. Rich, good morning.
Good morning. Hey, well, several things. One, the UN is expressly designed not to go to war, that they're a deliberative body. That's all they were ever supposed to be.
Right.
And people, these people that, I think Trump gets his foreign policy advice from talk radio, but,
that's your problem. Deal with it.
So be careful what you say.
Well, it's if you love the Iraq War, the war with Korea is just going to be your heart's desire. It's far more serious than this bravado that we're giving. In China, they can't really. If they cut aid off to North Korea, and the North Korea collapsed, then that's revolution and chaos, just like what's going on in Syria. Only it'll be spreading through the Middle East and into China. So China can't, they really can't destroy, they can't stop North Korea by screwing up its economy because they border them. And you have a crisis in North Korea, then it spreads to the other countries and the refugees and stuff start pouring into China. It's a real mess. We're allies with South Korea, which is Seoul is just a couple of miles, I believe, from the border.
Right.
So this isn't something to have a bunch of, and then there's the point that we're telling the country they don't have a right to defend themselves. Also, you got to kind of put that into perspective too. So this is a real mess. And it just can't be solved with bolstering and threatening,
No, that's funny. They do have a right to defend themselves, but obviously the thing that people are worried is that about their offense, that they will try to launch a missile against somebody.
Well, yeah, and a lot of countries are worried that we'll do that to them, too. It's the same thing. And I'm not sure our leaders are any more stable than theirs, to be honest with you. So,
neither one of them has a very good haircut.
Yeah, but people that instantly want to go to war. It hasn't been that long since the Iraq War started, and that's just created a mess that we have over there now. War is serious business, and it spreads. It starts with one country, then something happens in another one. We saw that in World War I and World War II.
Yeah, there's no simple we're going to war with North Korea. We're going to beat them, and by November, everybody will be home. That doesn't happen.
It's just going to be chaos. I mean, I don't know what the solution is, but I don't think we should just jump to this bravado and think we're going to go over there and just kick their butts. That's what people said about Saddam Hussein, and they were right. We went in there in, what, 3 or 4 months? Saddam Hussein or less was out of power. We did defeat their army, but then you got to think of the consequences, and I think that's what people got to think about this North Korea thing. That Tom Clancy wrote a book that World War III started in North Korea, which is kind of interesting. But
Do you remember the one he wrote about somebody hijacking a plane and flying it into the Capitol building?
Yes.
Yeah.
He was reasonably prophetic, wasn't he?
Well, he did. When he wrote that one in North Korea, I read that. That's been quite a few years ago. And he understood kind of how politics and things worked. He wasn't just a fiction writer. He kind of understood. So his books did have a little bit of credibility because they were kind of based on real possibilities, you know. So
he wrote some nonfiction books, too, and they were about military exercises and things like that. They're pretty interesting.
Yeah. All right, Rich, thanks for the call. And, you know, I think the point to be taken away from maybe Rich's call is, mm-hmm. have we forgotten about what happened last time we went to war? And as you'll remember, I was again that one.
Yeah, I do remember that.
And
yes.
It's still going on, and we're not getting out, and we're spending money, and it doesn't happen. But it's hard to look at that map, you know, nighttime map of North Korea, and the only place with lights on.
Yeah, it's taken from a satellite, and it's the nighttime map, and you see lights all over. I mean, tons of lights in Seoul and in Tokyo and various places all over Japan, and then you see the entire country of North Korea, and it's
pitch
dark,
black, except for Pyongyang, where there are, you know, two street lights.
But just like a few,
yeah.
And I've seen, and they have this available on YouTube. They've got a lot of people, if they take some sort of a trip somewhere by car, they will simply, hold their phone up and tape the entire thing so you can see the scenery go by. And somebody did that as they were on a bus going through Pyongyang. And you go through all these streets. It's a huge major city, and you go all these major streets. There are no cars on the street.
Mm-hmm.
You'll pass a car, like, I don't know, every 10 minutes or something, one car, and there are mostly just buses, but not even very many of those, and there are no pedestrians.
Yeah.
There is just absolute, it's the middle of the day, there's nothing going on.
Yeah.
Because people, they want to be as inconspicuous as possible.
Yeah.
Which in a dictatorship is probably a good idea.
Yeah. KBOI News Time, 9:43. We're going to talk about the Pepsi ad that's got everybody upset. Are you upset? Am I upset? Well, I'm not, because I've never seen it, but, you know. Maybe I will be.
This is Idaho Talks Live. Today at 3, listen to Nate on 670 KBOI.
KBOI News Time, 9:48. How's a girl going to catch a break?
Like Kendall Jenner?
Kendall Jenner.
She's caught a bunch of breaks so far in her life.
Yeah.
But this is some controversy.
Here's an idea that actually saw the light of day. Appropriate Black Lives Matter marches across the U.S. Add in Kendall Jenner pulling off a blonde wig to join in on the fun and break the race barrier by having the model hand a cop dressed in riot gear a soothing can of corporate cola. The crowd,
or as we call
cheers.
It, we call it Pepsi.
Yeah,
yeah.
Not corporate.
I mean, it is a corporate cola. I think they just didn't want to, push it in that article.
It's actually the ad released by Pepsi yesterday. Twitter quickly took the giant beverage company to task and called it the worst commercial ever. The Pepsi ad is dumb enough to fascinate me. So many people have to have thought it was a good idea. So proud of you, Kendall Jenner. Thank you, Pepsi, for choosing Kendall to be the face of your new campaign. That was sent by who?
Well,
Kris Jenner.
The mother?
Yeah.
Fantastic. Yeah, that you can't really trust that opinion.
And now they go on to say you're using serious issues and movements to sell soda. It's notable that a frame of Jenner facing off with the police officer seems to mimic the iconic photo of Black Lives Matter protester Leshia Evans.
Using any kind of a peace movement to sell cola is not new.
No.
And I'll remind you of in the early 70s, I'd like to teach the world to sing in perfect harmony. That was a Coca-Cola ad.
Yeah.
And it later became a hit song because so many people liked it in the ad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that was about peace.
So,
And Coca-Cola.
I've got to admit, I have not seen the ad.
It's just as you described it.
I'm kind of stupefied by the volume of reaction.
Well, okay, but the problem here is that there are a lot of people that see this as you're either for one side or you're for the other.
But that's true. That's life.
I know it's not, but people see it that way. Are you on the side of Black Lives Matter or are you on the side of the police? And so she's, it's like it said, it appropriates Black Lives Matter. And then she indicates giving the policeman the Pepsi that according to some people that indicates that she prefers the police over Black Lives Matter. And some people are going, yes, so do
Come
I.
On, it's a soda ad.
Yeah, it's basically just trying to say, hey, can't we all get along like Rodney King did back when he was alive?
Yeah, can you imagine Kendall Jenner? She says, "I finally got a job." You know, I've never worked. Now I have a job. Now everybody hates me.
She has done some modeling and stuff. Like I said,
she's cute.
Of the Kardashians, she's the thin one.
Yeah.
And so she's been a model. She was in the Victoria's Secret show last year.
Yeah. Oh, was she?
Yeah. I know that because I read it in the newspaper. I did not watch the show.
One person on Twitter said Pepsi's new Kendall Jenner ad ends racism by handing policemen a Pepsi.
Well, it's about
way
time
to degrade 50 years of black minority struggle.
Again, reading a lot into it that
over
probably really isn't there.
Over whatevering. Can you believe Kendall Jenner solved all Black Lives Matter issues by giving Pepsi to a cop?
Was that the purpose of the commercial, to say or to solve all Black Lives Matter's issues?
No,
was it just to
I don't know.
Make it look like the best way to, make a peaceful gesture to somebody is to, to use your hand, but to have a Pepsi in it.
Next time, Pepsi, do one where Kendall Jenner marches through Montgomery, but the cops don't bludgeon her because she's white and has a refreshing Pepsi in her hand, added New Yorker contributing writer Gia Tolentino. Community organizer DeRay McKesson also commented on the ad, tweeting, "If I had carried Pepsi, I never would have gotten arrested. Who knew?" The ad was part of what Pepsi is calling its Moments campaign.
Yeah.
And the person who got up the Moments campaign may be on the street.
I don't think so.
How
many times have you and I just said the word Pepsi?
Yeah.
And how many times are the morning shows on national television saying the word Pepsi?
Yeah.
Because of this. The person's probably going to get a raise for creating something nobody likes.
Jenner's ad was called Jump In, a short film about moments when we decide to let go. We choose to act, follow our passion, and nothing holds us back, according to a company description. In a statement to CNN.
To me, even that's reading too much into it.
Yeah. Pepsi said this is a global ad that reflects people from different walks of life coming together in a spirit of spirit of harmony, and we think that's important.
I'd like to buy the world a Coke.
Yeah, or a Pepsi.
Yeah.
Jenner has not weighed in on the backlash. As of 11:30 last night, the ad featuring Jenner had been viewed more than 280,000 times
again
on Twitter.
Again, thanks for creating the ad, and you get a raise.
Exactly.
But we're gonna pull the ad, but we got more free advertising than we've had for years.
Yeah. Again, haven't seen it. Was shocked by all of the viciousness of the backlash.
Exactly.
Come on.
You know, and I watched the ad, and the only thing I thought was, when I was looking at the ad, I mean, I wasn't warned ahead of time. I just saw it, and I thought, that looks like Kendall Jenner. That was it.
And so it was.
I didn't even realize what the story of the ad was. It's like, oh, she's giving a Pepsi to that policeman. She's very nice.
Yeah, she was.
And that's all I was thinking.
She was at a photo shoot wearing this blonde wig, which I'm looking at, and then she takes it off, the blonde wig.
Yeah, that's all.
And
I noticed that, too.
Walks across.
Right.
Gives a guy a Pepsi.
Seems pretty simple, doesn't it? As a concept, at least.
Yeah.
I know, people are fighting, and let's have one of them offer the other one a Pepsi. Great. Next time, pick two different groups, apparently. Like the Bloods and the Crips. That,
no.
That won't be any controversy.
North Carolina and Gonzaga. Well, okay. It's a blast against religion, obviously, because North Carolina won.
And Gonzaga is a Catholic school?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Way to vote for God or against God, Pepsi. 9:55, we're out of here.
Reading too much into it.
Yeah.